Negotiating with Backbone. 8 Sales Strategies to Defend Your Price and Value. Author, Reid Holden. The New Selling Normal. The world is a cost-cutting one for sales professionals. Even salespeople with the most valuable products and services are now negotiated with an economic buyer. To sell effectively in this economy, sales professionals must recognize that the steps of the well-crafted sales cycle have changed. The sales cycle is longer and harder to assess. Customers offer less information, demand more, and they are motivated to cut costs and save as much money as possible. Sales traps to avoid. Before salespeople can successfully play the game needed to ensure increased revenue and profits, they should understand some things that their companies do that undermine their ability to successfully negotiate with a customer. Encouraging desperation pricing. Salespeople have objectives. Actually, hard to obtain objectives called sales quotas. Because procurement managers know that most salespeople are on a monthly quota, they have learned to wait until the end of the month in the hope that the salesperson will accept any price just so he doesn't miss his quota. This trick is well known to customers. You, as a salesperson, should have faith in your product value and manage your desperation, and if you must be desperate, please don't show it. Succumbing to the white horse syndrome. There's a name for what happens when sales managers come to help the sales reps. We call it the white horse syndrome, to honor the well-intended objectives of the executives whose big weapon is just a bigger account. Stacking the deck in your favor. Success in negotiations requires good information, steely nerves, patience, and the ability to stay cool. To be a good negotiator, the salesperson must have the confidence and skills to play the game well. There are a few basic ground rules that make for better negotiations. Understanding your customer game. Before sitting to the negotiation table, you must determine which game the customer is planning to play. Watch carefully, because the game dictates the rules of play. Here are a few questions to consider. What is the process for evaluating vendors and proposals? What are the names and positions of everyone in the process? Who is the ultimate decision maker? Finding your hidden power. If a supplier is already at the negotiating table, two things are true. The supplier is perceived to have value. The supplier is almost the preferred supplier. Even if multiple vendors are selected, the preferred vendor is usually the first one at the table. So if you are there, and if customers are talking to you, you have power. Limiting exposure of senior executives. Procurement people know that maneuvering the senior executives of their vendors to the negotiating table is to the procurement's advantage. So if your executives are good at understanding and arguing about value and solidifying relationships, then fine. Let them work with you on customers. But if they keep wanting to discount to close deals, try to get them to stay home. Firing the customer. Many companies take unprofitable deals because they are confident that other, more profitable deals will make up for any initial loss. This strategy is perilous. Letting the customer get so dominant is never healthy for a supplier. It inevitably leads the customer to take advantage of the vendor. Avoiding the endowment effect. There are many reasons why it is never easy to fire a customer or walk away from a negotiation with an existing customer. One reason is endowment effect. The endowment effect means that people place a higher value on objects they perceive that they own than objects that they do not. But simply remember that however long you have served a customer, you don't own him. Every negotiation should be evaluated on its own merits and in the context of the situation as it exists in the moment. Negotiation tactics that could help you respond to procurement challenges. 1. Qualify the customer. The biggest mistake salespeople and customer service people make is that they react to customer requests to do something. In business, time is money. So this tactic is about contacting the customer and telling him that you have questions to be answered before developing a proposal. Qualify the customer by asking the following. What is the process for evaluating vendors and proposals? What are the names and positions of everyone in the process? Who is the ultimate decision maker? What is their time frame for evaluating vendors and finalizing the deal? How many other vendors are approved to supply the product or service, and what are their names? Remember that by asking tough questions, you are sending signals that you can be a very good supplier. Ask technical questions that your customers can't answer. This will worry them and make them wonder whether other existing vendors have their best interests at heart or they're just trying to sell them something. 2. Understand your value. The next step is to understand how you and your company are going to create value for the customer. The following questions might help. How are your products and services going to be used in the customer organization? How are your products and services different from the competitors? What is the difference worth to a customer? 3. Develop give-get options. It is a simple tactic involved when a client demands a price discount. It says to the customer, "You want a discount? No problem. But you'll have to give up something of value at the same time." Many customers back off the discounted focused negotiation when they realize that they also will receive less value. 4. Build trust. The most basic lubricant to both relationship and value buyers is trust. When trusts go up, costs go down. To be successful in going after relationship or value-oriented clients, a vendor must develop a culture that encourages managers and salespeople to exhibit the behaviors that promote trust. 5. Use the policy ploy. In this tactic, the salesperson responds to a demand for a discount by stating, "I'm sorry, company policy prohibits me from doing that." The word policy has an attractive quality of non-negotiability. 6. Do your homework. Effective procurement people know a lot about their preferred vendor partners, their income, balance sheets, cash flow, and other corporate reports. Salespeople need to be equally up to speed on the strategy, financial strength, and the performance of their company and the prospect if they want to compete on a level playing field. Types of buyers. Each buyer behavior is associated with specific sets of agendas, requiring a different offering, pricing, and selling approach. Sales professionals must recognize the behaviors to craft the right response in each sales situation. Price buyers. Price buyers buy solely on price. They don't care about value, differentiation, or relationship. But they are not stupid about that. To ensure that their operation won't be disrupted by product shortages caused by the low-price vendor, they usually have levels of product or service expertise. Relationship buyers. Relationship buyers are salespeople's favorite customers, and personal friendships often flow out of these customer-supplier relationships. Even so, sales professionals must stay professional. Don't get greedy or lazy in a relationship. Look for ways to better support your customers. You never know when another competitor might be introduced and build a trusted relationship. The lesson is to remain vigilant in providing value, creating a satisfied customer, and avoiding giving an opportunity for a competitor to get a foot in the door. Value buyers. Value buyers want value from suppliers as much as they can get. They have the skills to establish performance and buying criteria, evaluate alternate vendors, and make their ultimate decision based on a balanced consideration of both price and value. Player buyers. Player buyers are value or relationship buyers in price buyer disguise. Their intent in acting like price buyers is to force the negotiation into a bluffing situation that will benefit the buyer at the expense of the seller. They want endless discounts and hope you'll give up soon. Beware red flags. Business success demands the exposure of harsh truths. But not every business has the culture to accept such exposure. Salespeople are eternal optimists and resist discouragement. However, we live in a world of limited resources, and red flags are indicators that you're wasting your time and that you need a dose of reality. Don't surrender, negotiate. Write those words on a sticky note and post it on your desk lamp or wherever you'll be sure to notice it. Constantly remind yourself that if you're forced to discount, do it reluctantly, while connecting the discount to the value. Understand the points of middle ground and try to shoot just a little bit before it. If the client wants 10%, make a couple of fake phone calls, run your computer a bit, and agree to give 3%. When the client comes back asking for 5%, give 3.25. Wear clients down like they're trying to wear you down.